So the after being told the various materials that were to be used for the Mishkan, it says, V'yasuli mikdash v'shachanti v'socham. Again, make for me a sanctuary and I'll dwell in v'socham, in them, in the Jewish people. So that pasuk reinforces the idea that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally created the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and man were supposed to exist together in Gan Eden. That was supposed to be the idea. And then because man sinned, because he ate from the fruit of the tree that was given to him by his wife Chava, so as a result, man hid from God. It says, Echave, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his presence frightened man, so man, he said when he heard God's steps in the Gan, it meant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was leaving the Gan, that he was leaving his relationship with mankind. But here, after the Jewish people suffered, and after they made sacrifices for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in Mitzrayim they brought the God of the Egyptians and they slaughtered it, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that they made a sacrifice. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to come down again. I'm going to dwell with mankind. And all of the kelim of the Mishkan were served those different functions. All the kelim that we describe in this week's Sedra are those ingredients that are required for a home, not just for a home for a human being, but also as a home for God. And Lee Nader will elaborate on that, Lee Nader tomorrow.